Democrats rally after partisan impeachment vote. Say GOP's lack of support is disappointing. By Hannah Blow on October 31, 2019. Democrat lawmakers rallied after passing an impeachment inquiry resolution on Thursday, with House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, expressing disappointment in Republicans for refusing to support their partisan-driven effort. Every single Republican voted against what Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, described as a Soviet-style impeachment process on Thursday, 232-196. Only two Democrats, Colin Peterson, DMN, and Jeff Van Drew, DNJ, joined them. Democrats rallied following the passage of the resolution, which Republicans say does nothing to address their concerns moving forward. Rather, the resolution gives House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, and Democrats unprecedented power throughout the process, a process that was never authorized by a full House vote. Hoyer expressed disappointment in Republicans who voted against what they described as a sham resolution. "It is disappointing that Republicans voted against this resolution today. Consistent with their refusal to defend the Constitution and uphold their oath of office," Hoyer wrote. House Democrats will continue to seek the facts on behalf of the American people regarding the POTUS's abuse of power, he continued. Representative Frederica Wilson, DFL, celebrated the resolution's passage, asserting that Trump did, in fact, pressure a foreign government to interfere in our 2020 presidential elections for his own political gain. "The president's misconduct makes today's impeachment resolution necessary," Schiff wrote. "Time and again, Trump has endangered our national security and betrayed the Constitution. The nature of his crimes is serious and warrants a full and complete investigation by Congress," Representative Ruben Gallego, Diaz, assessed. "I just voted to establish procedures for open hearings in the impeachment investigation," Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, DNJ, a self-described member of the resistance, wrote. "Every Republican voted no. They don't want the American people to hear the truth about the president's crimes," she added. More. Republicans banded together following the contentious vote, with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, pointing out that the only bipartisan vote on Thursday was against impeachment.